This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, start of hour number two. Liddell Willingham just walked in here and said, that looks like the most normal salad you've ever had. It's just lettuce. I'm just chopping it up. It's part one of a multi-break, because we don't really have long breaks like they do on the other side of the aisle. And we don't have those 7 or 8 minute breaks. We have like 2, maybe 3 minute breaks. So I got to do it in phases. But don't worry, Nell, I'll put the Kalamata olives on soon. I'll put the feta cheese on soon. I'll put the dressing on soon. And today I have a cucumber. A big old cucumber to chop up for a little extra produce, for a little extra green. Who needs anything more than that, right? Some croutons, a little dressing. Beautiful. And it'll last me like 6 hours. And it'll be all wilty by the time I'm done with it. Wilty might be a stretch. It'll be mushy. It'll be a little soggy. But that's okay. I like it like that. All right. So that's, anyway. What goes on here during the top of the hour break. Back to the phones we go. 4 minutes after the hour, the Nationals are in action right now. So we are the only local sports show in town. We will get to a bunch of other things coming up later on in the show. AMAC's got some sound for us. We try and mix it up. We try and talk different things as many ways as we possibly can around here. I just can't do the same show day in and day out. I can't do that. So we will try and mix it up a little bit as well. But I think this has been a good topic so far in terms of whether the 10-7 projection by Nate Davis of USA Today is fair, which I think most people would say, all right, it's fair. Maybe it's a little bit short. Maybe it's a little bit aggressive. I don't know. Kind of depends on how you feel. But whether Terry McLaurin is dependent. And again, I do not believe, let me just continue to say, that Terry McLaurin will get traded. But what we have seen plenty of times is dude holds out all of camp, most of camp, preseason, contract situation, and all of a sudden something terribly goes wrong, right? Whether it's a hamstring, a knee, an ankle, a foot, whatever it might be. Remember Brandon Ayuk last year? Right? Holds in, holds out, whatever it was. For all of camp, I guess he held in. Signs a contract late August. Kind of ineffective early on. And then what? Game 6, game 7, whatever it was for the 49ers, blew out his knee. Then what? Now, again, that could have happened one way or the other. But it all I don't want to say it always seems to happen, but it seems to happen quite a bit to guys that hold out, sit in, sit out, whatever the hell they're doing, play naked twister, whatever they're doing. 301-230-0980. Let's get to our guy, Double A. Athan in Annapolis on line six. What's up, Double A? How are you?
Man, talk about being the low man on the totem pole. Jeez.
What, Linnell?
No, me, man. Oh. I'm starting to be like the ninth no. caller.
Oh.
My seniority might get me bumped. I mean,
no.
I'm your son's best friend. I know Tyler Russo.
I know you are. It's just we had a bunch of different voices, so we had to get them aboard on the show. You know?
I still think my connections to Tyler should get me some special treatment, but
it's a fair point. It's a fair point. It will be taken under advisement.
AMAC even said when I called in, he's like, "Yeah, well, Athan, what was up the other day? You get like for an hour on hold." I said, "I know, man. What's going on there?" So,
I mean, listen, I'm sorry. I mean, you know, lots of people want to talk to the Rooster, you know.
Well, you are the varsity of yes. sports talk radio, yes. so I totally understand why.
Something like that.
All right, so to start it off, boy, are the Nationals horrible. Oh, I mean, they're like a special kind of bad. They're like in the movie The Natural before Robert Redford takes over and takes the Knights to the championship. They're that kind of bad. They've completely given up.
Well, I was thinking more of the Bad News Bears, but, you know, I mean, that's okay, too. I looked up. It's 5-0, by the way, in the eighth. I just looked up their second baseman. I think it's Luis Garcia today. Just had, like, saw the boogeyman up in the sky and let a pop fly drop right behind him. And he was like, oh, I'm sure he lost it in the sun. But it's like, I looked up for literally 4 seconds, and that's what I saw.
Well, at least they're consistent, so at least you know that you can bet against them the rest of the year.
Consistently awful.
So real quick to start off, shout out to the legend of Dr. Sabash. He's right about the name. Everyone else is wrong. Number two, all your bookmaking needs, go to our man Little.
Yeah, yes.
Little was talking with Kevin Sheehan the other day about bookmaking odds and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So you want to put a big bet in, Little's taking all kinds of action.
Yeah, I don't know if we should be suggesting that. All right, you know where I got to go with this.
Go ahead.
Is he going to make his point, or is he going to, like, what the hell is he talking about?
Your boy Linnell is freaking out while eating a chicken leg.
Don't call in overtime and do that tonight.
Okay, well, he knows I'll be out.
Wow!
I make the ratings go on overtime when I call in, so tell him just hold his horses, because the next shout-out is to our boy Mad Max, for he's going to have his coming-out party with Sidney Sweeney very soon. So that's as far as that goes. And the last thing I'll say, Trey Amos, 100-1 to be Defensive Rookie of the Year. And the reason that we're going to be 9-8 this year is because we have no speed. I'll make my call that simple.
Okay. So, Double A, I was going to say it took you about 3 minutes to get to the point. Okay. I got you now. See, now I've got to get a little edgy with you.
Hey, Chris, but don't worry, because Linnell's going to be the first one in line to buy the Leah Edwards jersey. He loves those average players that can't make a shot and only get rebounds and barely get shot. Yeah, oh yeah. Turn the ball over 10 times a game. He loves them.
Oh.
Leah Edwards all the way. Hey, Leah and Linus. Leah and Linus, how you like that one?
Oh, my gosh. Well, she's off to, I think, the Connecticut Sun right now, so good luck to her. Or they won't be the Connecticut Sun very long. I think they're moving to Boston or something like that. Thank you, Double A. Oh, my goodness. My head is splitting. We had a really, really, really good, strong start to the show, and then Linnell was just losing his lunch. Now, in fairness, it did take Double A 3 minutes to get to what we were talking about. Because he's got his agenda, right? See, we allow different things on this show than everyone else. It doesn't make the show, great in a lot of people's eyes. A lot of people hate me for allowing people to talk and have a personality of their own. A lot of sports talk radio is just, Athens and Annapolis, go for 28 seconds and we're not going to converse back and forth, and we're not going to have a little salt and pepper, and we're not going to have a little I don't really do that, because I would rather have that relationship with the callers, right? You guys are like mini guests, if you will. I would like to have more than just robotic sports talk radio, which there's way too much of in our market and in the world. Way too much. Way too much. 301-230-0980, 301-230. Now, sometimes you guys take advantage of me, so I got to be careful. I got to be careful. 301-230-0980. Oh, boy. Let's go to Lou in D.C. on line two. What up, Lou? How are you?
Chris, what do you mean? Oh, boy.
Well, because you're another one of these guys that you like to set the agenda. You like to talk about Benjamin St. Just and beat him upside the head for no reason.
When you say he's good, I'm going to disagree.
I don't know if I ever said he was good. I just said he wasn't as bad as you think he is.
Nah, he is bad.
Okay.
When you are playing 20 yard deep and you giving up a game-winning touchdown, you are bad. You shouldn't even be in the league, but that's a different topic, man. He's on to San Diego. Let him do his thing, and, you know, hopefully he...
Well, we'll see him in week five, Lou. I mean, you better hope he doesn't pick off the golden child, you know?
Yeah, okay. That's in his dream. He got one interception in five seasons. That tells you how bad he is. I don't even think he got an interception. I think he got one, but let's, yeah.
He had a pick six taken away because of a penalty by somebody else. I remember that.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead. Just all right. Let's keep the line moving. Go right ahead.
All right. You know, my prediction, like I've said it. I think I said it. 13-4. I don't. You know, Terry. It's Jaden who made Terry. Terry's asking all this crazy money, like he deserve it. I mean, he deserves some kind of credit, but not you give all that credit to Jaden. It ain't like they built a chemistry in 4 years ago. They literally just, Jaden was a rookie. So any players that we got right now, I have no worry. If Terry wants to hold out, that he's going to be fine regardless. And I'm sure when that pocket start, you know, his account start kind of, you know, going down a little bit, he's going to want to come back and play. But other than that, I think, look, man, I think it's Jaden's the driver, the engine, and the motor of this team. So, like I said, I'm sticking to 13-4, 10-7. Whatever you guys talking about is ludicrous to me. It just don't make any sense coming from a 12-5 team, and yet we're going down to another two more games because of one guy. I don't see that happening. And we got better on defense. We added some weapons. We got a running back, a real running back. So, I just don't, you know, I know these, they want to be the expert.
Wait, who's your real running back? Who's the real running back?
The rookie guy. I told Linnell, he's going
to be. He hasn't played one game yet.
But he's going to be the starting running back. Trust me. Believe me. And I've said it.
Lou, how many practices have you been out to?
None.
Okay. Well, why do you think Bill Jakari Kroski? Listen, I like the kid a lot. I mean, a lot. We had him on the show. He was great. But why do you think Bill, who you haven't seen yet, is going to be the starting running back?
Because he got exactly what this team need—a speed and that could hit the hole, not like Brian Robertson, whatever his name is.
Robinson.
Robinson.
This, by you the way, this is why I said, "Oh boy," when I brought you on.
I'm messing up his name, Robinson. But look, man, like I said, man, I think he's gonna be the starter because he got the speed and he's gonna hit the hole. And I've seen his highlight, and so is Gabe Taylor. He's gonna make the team anyway. So I haven't heard anything from. Can you tell me a little bit about him?
Wait, who did you say?
Gabe Taylor.
Well, he's not on the roster.
Yeah. Wasn't he on?
He did a tryout. They didn't sign him. You mean Sean's brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did a tryout. They didn't sign him. All right. Thank you, Lou. Appreciate it. Ah, boy. Ah, oh, man. Whew. We've taken a turn. We have taken a turn, baby. Oh, boy. Let's get to Lap in D.C. on line 7. What's up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster? Hey, quick thing,
Lap,
man.
Save me.
I'm glad, Yeah, I'm glad we traded that girl, Edwards. We should have never drafted her for the Mystics. We should have got Angel Reese. That was the dumbest draft pick, man. Like, I'm like, come on, man.
That was a decision that they actually made, and that's part of the reason why those people got fired, I would assume. But, you know, listen, I mean, Angel Reese would have made the Mystics very, very, very relevant from a attention standpoint. I don't know how much she would have made them a better basketball team because her team stinks and have stunk for a year and a half that she's been there.
Well, they've been in the mix the last 2 years. You know,
mix for what?
Playoffs. So if Angel Reese,
I don't think so.
They've been in the.
I don't think so. Chicago was terrible last year.
They missed the playoffs by what, a game or two
last year.
And
I got to double check that. I don't think that's true, but I got to double check that.
Yeah, they missed it by I think a game or two last year, and then this year they've been in the mix all year. They've been like around 500, almost under 500. But if Angel Reese was on the team, it'd be different. For sure.
All right, they're fifth in the Eastern Conference. They're fifth in the Eastern Conference right now at a wonderful total of 8-21. Okay, and that's I know she's hurt now. She didn't play the other night, but they're 8-21 with her for most of the year. That's where they are right now.
I'm talking about the Mystics.
Oh, the Mystics. The Mystics.
Yes, okay, I thought if Angel Reese was on the team.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
Been better. No,
I gotcha.
Chicago,
well, yeah, I mean, they started 0-12 last year, but then they got competitive after that, to your point. Yes.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so for the topic of hand real quick, I think we could be a 10, 11, 12 win team, you know, definitely with Terry. Terry got to get his butt out there, man, and play. You know what I'm saying? I'm with Lou, though. I think it's some people that might, you know, step up. And that running back, man, if Brian Robinson don't get himself together, Billy will take the job from him because he's a pure running back. He's explosive. He got speed. You know what I'm saying? That's what we need. I like Brian Robinson, but he just, you know, he just not consistent enough for me, man. As far as the offense, though, Rooster, I think with Eckler and Zach Ertz, a lot of those guys can make up, you know what I'm saying, for Terry, even though you never can replace Terry if we get to that point. But somebody is going to step up, you know what I'm saying, from that offensive side of the ball if Terry wants to, you know, to do this drag on with this contract.
Yeah, I think ultimately Terry is going to be there. The question for me is, you know, is whether or not Terry, I don't see him traded. I don't see him holding out for half the year like Trent Williams did in 2019. I don't see anything like that. However, what I can't possibly project, and again, we've mentioned it several times just because it's happened a number of times, is what happens if a guy, again, holds out all of camp, all of the offseason, or most of the offseason, and then he pops a hamstring and it's, you know, I don't know, an 8 to 10 week injury. I mean, that has happened plenty of times, or worse, and that could be a very realistic scenario.
Hey, you're absolutely right. And to AA, man, you and Sabah and that other caller that called about the name change, man, y'all are dead wrong, man. The name is racist. It is what it is. We want you rocking with us. You know what I'm saying?
I'm totally fine with Commanders.
No, I'm talking about your boy. I'm talking about your boy AA and Sabah and all them. Like, y'all call the radio station, man. Yeah. Y'all know y'all fans.
Well, they're a little misguided.
Stop pump faking out here. Stop pump faking and go with this team and ride with us, man. The name is racist. It's wrong. We know that. But root for us, man. We're doing some big things.
Thank you, Lap. I appreciate it. Wow. I didn't expect Lap to get all feisty there at AA and Sabah. That's going to start a war that I don't really need to get into. I turned on the radio this morning. Pulling out of my driveway, I hear Coach Sheehan talking about the name, and I'm like, no, no, I can't handle it anymore. I can't take it anymore. By the way, just for the record, the Chicago Sky, right, with Angel Reese on them, 13-27 last year, and 8-21 this year. You know what Angel Reese is? Besides a bad offensive player, I know we don't have video, but I've got an L on my forehead. On the Team 980, we're broadcasting live on the radio and streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Oh, it's a feisty 2 o'clock hour, baby. Woo! Got to let it breathe a little bit. On the Team 980, stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
More of that MJ theme, huh? That's been a long time since I've heard this one. AMAC spinning the tunes on the other side of the glass. Man, the show completely got derailed in the last segment. Let's try and get it back on track. So here's what we're talking about specifically, okay? Nate Davis, USA Today Sports, has the Commanders at 10-7. I asked if that fair or not. Is that Terry McLaurin dependent or not? And again, with Terry, there's a number of different options. He could hold out for half the year, incur all sorts of fines. He's holding in right now. He could still leave, technically, if he wanted to again. Right? I don't think that's going to happen, but it's possible. Trent Williams never did what Terry McLaurin did back in 2019. But Terry could get significantly injured, right? You miss camp. You miss all the preseason, even though he's been working out. You got this weirdo ankle injury. Like, you never know. And we can't say it won't happen. Of course it can happen. And it's more likely to happen than unlikely to happen, at least in my eyes, the way I see it. Now, I'm negative. I'm a glass is three quarters empty kind of guy. as anyone that deals with me on a regular basis would know. I got a lot of anxiety. I'm a nut job. 301-230-0980. So is it Terry McLaurin dependent? Is it fair? I think it's fair. 10-7 was the number that I had circled all offseason before I knew how bad the Terry McLaurin situation would turn out to be. I think they could be a better team and a better roster and have a worse record. All sorts of reasons for that. Again, tougher schedule, more road games, even though the ninth is somewhat mitigated. There's still a ton of short week turnarounds. People don't think about it. You play on a Monday night in Kansas City and you got to play 5 days later, 4.5 days later. Your body's beat up. It's destroyed. Yeah, players don't get injured in those games, according to the data. They can't play in those games half the time. Or they're reduced to nothingness. That's what dopey Roger Goodell would never tell you. 301-230-0980. Let's get to it. On the phones, let's go line three, AMAC. Larry in La Plata is with us on the Team 980. What's up, Larry? How are you?
I'm good, Chris. How are you?
Doing great.
Totally agree that 10-7 is a reasonable expectation. I mean, given, as you just said, they played a JV varsity schedule last year. They're playing a varsity schedule this year. I find it a little frustrating. I don't know if you've heard or not, but Jeremy Fowler is reporting that McLaurin and his agent continue to refuse to back off from demanding Metcalf's metrics. Now, at the end of the day, the only team that doesn't know that that was a stupid contract is Pittsburgh, and I'm sure they realize it as well. If that's the case, I mean...
I love that, Larry. That was a good line. I love that. Well done.
Peters is not going to pay a stupid salary to Terry McLaurin. He's just not going to do it. So if he is still sticking by that stance, well, then shame on them, because he's not the fourth or fifth best receiver in football. And I think this weekend is going to be critical. If they don't come to some sort of agreement this weekend, then we have a problem.
Yeah.
And I do not see them trading him.
Hey.
I see them playing hardball, saying, hey, you will play under your salary this year,
right,
or you will sit out, and we could possibly franchise you next year.
Hey, Larry, let me jump in here because your phone is all chopped up, but you put together a great call. I hate to do that to you, but it's just too choppy. But it was a good call and some really good points. There is no doubt. Listen, on this show, we were way ahead of the curve as usual. As soon as the DK Metcalf contract came in, I said, oh no. That made it 10 times harder for the Commanders to sign Terry McLaurin, because I knew that would be the sticking point. I knew that would be a major issue. And as Larry said, there's only one team that was stupid enough to want to pay DK Metcalf $33 million a year and $80 million guaranteed, and that was the team that desperately is looking for a quarterback. Well, I guess they sort of have one for this year in Aaron Rodgers. But you get the point. There was one team willing to do it. Is that the market? Does that set the market? I think it's one part of the market. And obviously, age is a factor. And reasonable comparable statistics. Here's the one thing that I would say that is somewhat to the Steelers' advantage is DK Metcalf, even when he loses a step, he's still got the frame, right? He's still got the big-bodied frame. Terry doesn't have that. So Terry's game is more reliant on route running, speed, quick in and out of cuts, and then everything else. DK, if he loses a step, still has a big frame body where you can be like an Anquan Boldin type, if you will. I'm not saying he is, but I'm just saying for those that remember him. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Take a timeout, quick. We'll come back. finish up on some phone calls. I see John in Oklahoma, John in Wheaton. If you want to hop in, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, and then we're going to move along to some other things. Oh, I got to go through some of the records. That's what I wanted to do. Some of the more intriguing record projections from the Nate Davis USA Today piece. But first, a trending alert right here, right now. All right, as we've mentioned a couple of times, from the WNBA, second major trade in just 2 days, or actually 2.5 days, for the Washington Mystics, whose season is falling apart and falling apart quickly. Today, they have traded disappointing number 6 overall pick from a year ago, Aliyah Edwards, the former UConn star, back to the state of Connecticut, at least for now, the Connecticut Sun, in exchange for another disappointing top 10 pick, and J.C. Sheldon, who's already on her third team, plus a right to a first-round pick swap in 2026. There are other conditions, obviously, to the deal that we can talk about as warranted and as needed. Meanwhile, from the NFL, Commanders, Patriots, day off today, no joint practice. Unlike yesterday, they will play tomorrow night, 7:30, Gillette Stadium. The starters not expected to play for Dan Quinn and the Commanders. We will have, obviously, pregame coverage, all-day coverage for you leading up on what you should be looking for and what you could be expecting. We were just mentioning the Steelers and their contracts, first paying DK Metcalf, then paying TJ Watt, and of course bringing in Aaron Rodgers. Well, it's kind of gone unnoticed, but four-time All-Pro defensive tackle Cameron Hayward wants a new contract, and he hasn't practiced yet so far in camp, according to ESPN. 2 years remaining on his deal that pays him just shy of $15 million, and most of it already paid out in terms of a roster bonus, but he wants a big new contract, does the veteran defensive tackle, who, again, is getting up there in age, but still, at 36, still very, very good for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Meanwhile, the baseball story looks like this, and it's not a pretty sight. 6-0 Athletics, middle of the ninth inning, down the road at Nationals Park as they play that one out. Nats off to San Francisco after this one. Coming up later on, it's Chicago, the White Sox, and Seattle at 4:10. That's the only other day game. And back to the NFL, 3 preseason games scheduled for tonight. Indy Baltimore at 7 o'clock tips off the slate. Meanwhile, Cincinnati and the defending champion Philadelphia Eagles up in Philadelphia at 7:30. And the nightcap should be interesting. Pete Carroll and Geno Smith returning to Seattle with the Vegas Raiders to take on the Seahawks at 10 o'clock. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, it's a new champ again. Yeah. In case you missed that, from SummerSlam Sunday night at MetLife Stadium, Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes, Cody Rhodes, Cody Rhodes is the new champion. He beat John Cena. And then Brock Lesnar came out and F5'd John Cena. And then WWE went to ESPN. Lots of WWE news. Been a big week. Been a big week. Tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon, I should say, we are scheduled to have my guy AJ Francis and Moose from TNA in studio tomorrow afternoon, 1:30. AJ Francis, of course, used to play for the Washington Redskins and several other NFL teams. Moose did as well. He played a little bit in the NFL. Both are Southern Maryland and Baltimore area natives, and TNA is coming to Baltimore next week, so you'll have that. They're expected to be in studio, so looking forward to that. Let me just real quickly look up. Moose was with the Falcons, Patriots, St. Louis Rams, Indianapolis Colts, Rams again, and then started his wrestling career. So, get obviously some thoughts on those guys, not only for the wrestling, but also for the football. All right, let's get back to it on the phones and wrap up this particular topic with John in Oklahoma on line one. What up, Johnny? How are you?
Hey, Chris. I'm good. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, John. I'm doing good. Somehow you escaped the wrath of who was it that was? Was it...
Loud.
Was it Lap? Was about, it Lap that was lashing out?
Yeah, about a name. Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, I was going to say something about that guy. I really believe that if he came out here in Oklahoma and talked to Native Americans like I do all the time, he'd change his mind, because like I've told and said on here many, 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 many times, they feel like they're getting written out of the history books, and they don't need anybody in their lane. You know, they tell me, man, we don't need anybody to take care of us. So I really think if he talked to him, he'd have a change of mind, man. I really do. But listen, I want to get back to the topic, because Lou made some good points. He really did. He made some good points, Lou did. And but I don't think we're going to sneak up on anybody this year like we did last year. And also, you know, we won a lot of them last-minute games, which we've lost a lot of them through the years too, so maybe that tide's turning some. But I can see 10-7 – but without Terry, you know, I don't know, 11-6 maybe, you know, but we got a tough schedule, and the division's never been swept at one time, so I think we get about 4 wins out of the division, sweep the Giants again, split with Dallas and split with Philly, so that's where we were last year. And then if you look at the schedule, I mean, they loaded us up with this, you know, as far as we went in the playoffs, and with our second-place schedule.
Right. That's what I promised earlier, and I forgot to deliver on, so I'll just retouch on that. Out of the bye week, right, out of the bye week after playing Miami and Madrid, check out this schedule, right? Denver and their defense at home. Minnesota on the road and their defense. The Giants.
They were last year.
Yeah, the Giants and their pass rush on the road. Then the Eagles, Cowboys, both at home, but both divisional rivals, and, you know, Dallas won
Flip a coin.
you know, I mean, was right there and could have easily won two games, and obviously Philadelphia could have, should have won three games. So Philadelphia sandwiched twice around Dallas. So the, out of the break and, out of the, and out of the bye, that's a pretty daunting schedule.
Yes, it is, Chris. And also, you know, what's in our favor, though, is no one swept, no one's won the division back-to-back in 20 years. And I think we have a better chance than Dallas and the Giants. I looked at that.
Oh,
you know,
I agree.
Just the way the cards fall. Just the way the cards are falling in the last 20 years.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Also, I'd like to touch on one more topic real quick. I know you mean, but the kid the Nationals drafted from out here in Oklahoma or signed.
Yep.
Yes, I know we know the family. My dad taught school there for 30-something years at the Votech, and my grandson played ball against him 2 years ago out here where we live. And the kid is, if any word describes him, he's a natural. I mean, his kid, it comes, I don't know how much work he's put in. I'm sure a ton, but
I think he was the best overall player in the draft, period. And that's why he went number one.
Yes, sir. I think so. And, you know, like I say, raised right, comes from a spot in the road of a town over there, Broxton, but kid has got a good head on his shoulders. But I think he may be a cornerstone for the Nationals someday, man. He could be. I mean, I know a lot of people, I heard them talk about, you know, oh, man, what the heck. But, hey, you got to start somewhere where they're at right now. So.
Absolutely.
But our biggest win of all, Chris, this year is going to be getting our name back. Well, so I just want to get off.
Well, then that's a big L to start the year, John. I appreciate you, as always. John in Oklahoma, good man. Listening on the Odyssey app, or you could listen and stream live with us on iHeartRadio and tune in. Let's grab one more here. John in Wheaton is with us on the Team 980. Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm doing good, brother. How y'all doing?
Doing good,
Chris,
Johnny.
Nice talk with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a few topics discussed, so I kind of bounce around with them. You know, honestly, I'm down for getting the logo back. I understand the discrepancies with that, with the name. So it's like, I would have been cool with the Washington football team and then had the logo. I think I heard Kevin say that.
Wait, say again. What did Kevin say? I'm sorry. What about the logo?
About just getting the logo back.
Oh, yeah.
And even the name, the Washington football team.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I turned on. That was the first thing I heard. And I don't know what triggered that. I don't know what brought that up. I think he was talking to John Orrend, who's a sports media guy. But for whatever reason, he was talking about the ratings not increasing. And Kevin is convinced that because it's not the Redskins, because it's not the logo, that even with Jaden, even with a 12-win season, even with an NFC championship berth, that people aren't as excited and people are basically out until they change the name or at least bring the logo back.
Yeah, well, I mean, I hope it ain't, you know. I mean, it sucks, but it's like, you know, this is our team, you know. It ain't enough to make me just walk away. but you know, it is what it is. Everybody got their own way of seeing things. With our record, you know, if Terry bounces, you know, probably, you know, 10, maybe 11, you know, I agree with him.
If Terry's not a significant part of it, you say what? Meaning if he's signs, but he gets injured early and he's out for the year. Let's just use that worst-case scenario.
Even if it's that, you know, we have a good squad, you know. It's not one man. But
see, this is why I argue that it's Terry dependent, okay? And that's at 10 wins, never mind 11 or 12, because I don't know if the rest of the group is good enough to make up for not having Terry for a significant part or all.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
You know, haven't seen the live action. So, I'm like you, you know, I'm kind of undecided at the moment.
I hear you.
You know, if they, you know, if the D-backs got good, like what I'm hearing, and we beefed up the O-line, like, if everything is what I'm hearing turns into kosher, then it's like, all right, cool. You know, we improved from last season. Let's do something with it.
Right. I got you. Thank you, Johnny. Yeah. I appreciate it. Good call. It was just a little hard to hear with the noise in the background there, but I appreciate you. I want to take a timeout. We'll come back, reset. We've got some other things that we've got to get to, but I want to finish up this hour with just some interesting observations, again, from the rest of this piece that we've been using for the first 2 hours of the show here to drive the conversation, because there are some interesting record projections that at least were interesting to me, and I hope they will be with you. We'll try and grab a call or two as well. We can keep that going, and we can keep talking about it. I just want to move on to some other things. We've got some, what, George Kittle sound. We've got... what else do we have, AMAC? NFLPA stuff, right?
Yeah, we have Roger Goodell talking about the partnership with ESPN.
Okay. Then, that's what it was.
And
okay.
Then we got Jerry Jones, too.
All right, so we got a lot to cover as well in the 3 o'clock hour besides just this, but we can weave in your phone calls on the Team 980. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tuning. Stay with us. It's often the case, right? I mean, sometimes, you know, tough words need to be spoken. Sometimes we need to crank it up a little bit, the intensity, right? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Before we get back to the phones, let me give you something before I forget to pay it off. Again, that surprised me a little bit. How about the 49ers from this USA Today piece? 11-6 division winners in the South. In the West, sorry. Now, that's in a tie break with the Rams, who are also projected at 11-6, which I mean, can only be that the 49ers then swept the Rams in the regular season, because head-to-head. But both the 49ers and the Rams, and Nate Davis has also got the Seahawks and the Cardinals, both going 9-8. So all four teams in the NFC West, above 500, two making the playoffs, 3-6 seed, 49ers by tiebreaker, Rams sixth seed, one spot ahead of the Commanders, Cardinals and Seahawks on the outside looking in. He's got the Packers edging the Lions by one game for the NFC North. Again, in the South, the Buccaneers winning the division at 9-8, which, again, you used to win nine games, you'd felt pretty good. Last year, like a team like the Seahawks won 10 games. There may have been another team that won 10 games last year, maybe in the AFC, I'd have to double check, that didn't make the playoffs as well either. But I know the Seahawks won 10 games last year and didn't make the playoffs, A, because of the 17-game schedule. You must win 10 games now in order to get in as a wild card. You can still win 9 if you're in a crappy division, which... the NFC South is projected to be. Panthers 8-9, Falcons 7-10. Cowboys 9-8. Hey, Mac, have you seen what Nate Davis projected as your team's record?
No, I have not, but I'm nervous. And this smirk, I know you're satisfied with it already. Go ahead, lay it on me.
You want to guess?
Do I want to guess? I'm going to say 5 is what he said. More?
No.
Jeez.
Give you one more shot. Less than 5.
3-2-15.
Now listen. I don't think that's accurate.
Yeah.
I don't even think that's fair. I like Nate. I don't think that's accurate or fair. I'll say that.
I mean, if he's banking, somebody must get injured. Like, we must be plagued with injuries.
Well,
if we go 2-15.
Yeah, I mean, that could change a lot of things, sure.
Yeah, if we go 2-15, that's burn the house.
All right, so quickly wrapping up, like, the content portion of this. We mentioned the Commanders, 10-7, projected, 7 seed, what have you. Nate's got the 2 seed, the Packers, beating the Commanders in round 1 of the playoffs, meaning the wild card, at Lambeau. Certainly not embarrassing. He's got the Packers beating the Rams in the championship game and the Ravens defeating the Packers in Super Bowl 60 out in Santa Clara. All right, let's squeeze in at least one call here. Let's go to our guy, Jeff, in Vienna on line 3. Jeff, how are you, pal?
Happy Thursday, Chris. How you doing?
I am doing okay. Good to see you. I mean, good to hear from you.
Yeah. Well, the Nats aren't making us feel okay, but that
no,
is
that
what
is
it
true.
Is, you know? Yeah, that is what it is. So, man, seeing this stuff about Rashawn Slater has me really worried about Burrow playing more than a quarter tonight in Philadelphia.
Wait, what did I miss?
Rashawn Slater, it looks like he may have really blown out his knee at practice.
Oh, my God. The Chargers left tackle?
Yeah,
oh,
indeed.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, he got carried off on a card.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he got carried off on a card, and Zach has been talking about Joe playing actually more next Monday night when we're here than playing in Philadelphia tonight. So just hope everybody with the preseason games this weekend
right.
get out of them healthy. For
yeah, that's what
players.
I heard, that the Bengals were going to go real. Now, Zach Taylor, from what I understand, thinks that, and I don't disagree with him, and I'm, you know, I don't think you disagree, but part of the reason why they get off to a slow start last year, 0-3, 1-4, what have you, is because they, you know, he comes from the McVay family, and they don't play anybody in the preseason, or they don't play a lot of guys.
Right, and we've had some of those inner team scrimmages and stuff, and they've just turned into brawls after a while anyway, so. I don't think that stuff really helps. So, yeah, hopefully the Eagles are not starting Mr. Davis tonight and Mr. Carter. So,
oh, I can't imagine that they are, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to see. In the NFL ESPN stuff, have you heard anything about what's going to happen to Good Morning Football?
I have not heard specifically that, but my understanding is that under this new deal, at least for now, they are going to keep, you know, I don't want to speak out of turn, but kind of like when Odyssey acquired Team 980 six years ago, whatever, everybody thought, oh, they're just going to shut down. No, they were planning on running both stations separately, right? Under one umbrella, under one roof. So I believe, from what I understand, at least for now, Good Morning Football is staying. Now, of course, Peter Schaefer has already left, so I don't know what's going to happen with the rest of the crew, but I believe right now that they are going to keep that show running.
Yeah, I haven't really watched it since it's moved to L.A. because I can't stand Kyle Brandt anyway, but that's a topic for another day. Yeah. And quickly on Terry, I just saw a report that, quote-unquote, many teams have been calling. What would you expect in return for him?
If I was the Commanders, and they've told everybody to and screamed to the high heavens that they don't want to trade him, right now, today, August 7th, I'd absolutely be asking for a first round pick. They ain't gonna get it,
okay. But
I'd absolutely be asking for it.
Yeah, you guys are just Trey Hendrickson 4 months later. It's the exact same thing. You know, he held the press conference.
Yeah.
He did all this. And, you know, if you trade for him, you have to pay him, too.
Yeah,
that's
oh, yeah.
People don't realize.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah, I just hope, you know, last year for us, Jamar's holdout fell over into the season, and that was part of the reason why we didn't get off to a good start. But
did he miss that game one against the Patriots? I can't remember.
No, he was there,
okay. But
Joe was off, Jamar was off. And if this report I'm reading here says the Commanders are sticking around 23 and he wants 32, that's a lot of green in between those two numbers.
Well, so I don't think they're still that low, but what we were told yesterday from Jim Miller, SiriusXM NFL Radio, is there and gets to talk to people behind the scenes and, you know, whatnot, is that they were about $6 million apart is what he was told. So it's probably more like 32, 26, 33, 27, whatever it is. But then you also have the guarantees that you got to work out. So it's going to be difficult. And by the way, I am seeing the Rashawn Slater reports now that you were talking about. I took my eye off my Twitter feed for a little while. Appears to be a left leg injury is what everybody's tweeting about. Again, carted inside. Teammates all coming up to hug him, according to various reports. So you certainly hope. I mean, he just got a big, fat contract. He's one of the best left tackles in the game. I remember I saw his first NFL game, regular season game. He completely annihilated Chase Young here in Washington, and he's gotten better since then. So, boy, is that that would be a really tough blow for the Chargers and Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert. I appreciate you, Jeff. As always, good to hear from you, bud. Good luck to your Bengals, I guess, tonight against the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, just shy of 3 o'clock. One more hour to go on this Thursday afternoon. Come and join us on the Team 980 on the radio, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.